Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Spotify, and I'm going live on YouTube. I am your host, Harry LaBrea, aka Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. Yeah, we're just gonna cut into the chase and talk about Survivor Series War Games. Well, I mean, I'm not even gonna talk about mainly that. It's just it's gonna get real because CM Punk is back, y'all. CM Punk is back at WWE, and this changes everything, and all for the more reason, because it's like, for me, how everything looks like, it's all about the bottom dollar. I think AEW made a very, very, very big mistake. Like, letting go of CM Punk, regardless of whatever outcome, because the money draw that they're going to get at WWE now, I mean, they're not going to have any kind of problems like AEW has right now. And with Triple H being at the helm, no pun intended, that now he has control over creative. He's looking at it at its best interest for, you know, what's best for business. I mean, honestly. And how things are right now, it shakes things up. We don't have to really talk too much about Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is supposed to be taking a little bit of a hiatus from he's taking a little time off, I mean, which honestly is really good, so it kind of deviates away from the bloodline stuff, and also, you know, Roman Reigns can just get some time to, you know, get a little R&R, but eventually that gives everybody else a chance to shine as well, you know, like LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, you know, you still got Seth Rollins as heavyweight champion and whatnot. So, you know, it gives everybody else a chance to get some traction, which is actually good. And then you got, not only that, you get Randy Orton's return, which, I mean, you know, he's a legend in his own right. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to be taking center stage anytime soon. I think he's going to be more of like he's going to be taking back the support. Like, you know, he'll be in some main events, but he isn't going to be like the main draw. But now when you got someone like CM Punk in the mix, like right now, a lot of stuff can happen between, a lot of stuff can happen. I mean, just seeing the reaction that Seth Rollins got, like his oh my God, that shit was classic. Oh man, I can't wait, boy. Like, right now, CM Punk doesn't even have to wrestle. Honestly, he doesn't even have to wrestle. He doesn't even have to wrestle till, what, Royal Rumble? No. Well, yeah. Maybe there's, like, another pay-per-view somewhere, well, another event somewhere along the lines with, I think, what, Elimination Chamber and possibly Royal Rumble. And, yeah, because Royal Rumble would lead up to WrestleMania. We're almost, yeah, damn near, if you really think about it, because Royal Rumble should be right after Survivor Series, but then there's probably another, possibly like Elimination Chamber or something like that, then they lead into WrestleMania by next year. So that's going to be a trip. I am shocked. I am completely shocked on what the outcome might be when it comes to seeing how this whole thing with CM Punk plays out. I mean, it's going to be crazy. It's, I mean, so much drama that you can get from dealing with, like, with the matches that you can see, honestly. Like, you got LA Knight, who's pretty much literally a rising star amongst the ranks. You got Cody Rhodes, which honestly, Cody Rhodes is definitely a cut above the rest, like, especially just how you come back from leaving the company to becoming something greater than what you, like, something far greater. You know, it's almost the same thing, even with Drew McIntyre, like, the same thing. Like, he came back a different person. And I could see rivalry stemming up from this. I could see a CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. I could see a CM Punk. It's just so many dynamics that honestly, it can it's a game changer for real. But now, the thing is, how does CM Punk come at this whole scenario? Now, obviously, Triple H has got this whole thing set up to where, look, it's best for business. We got everything under control. You know, they're obviously not going to have any personal issues, or, you know, obviously the reaction that we got last night, I mean, obviously it was organic. A lot of people obviously didn't know that. I didn't know. And they kept that mess under wraps. It kept it under wraps to where, like, honestly, it's a trip, man. I can't even, I'm lost for words. Like, just seeing, like, it's a trip, man. I'm sorry. Like, I'm bugging out because it's a good time to be it's a great time to be a freaking fan, dude. A wrestling fan again? Now? In this damn time? I mean, like, I'm thinking, what are we getting from, what can we get from CM Punk going back to WWE? A redemption story for sure. You know, putting old squabbles aside. I mean, it's almost like how we're seeing the whole thing with Jey Uso, but in the, like, Jey Uso trying to redeem himself, being, you know, trying to redeem himself from being a part of the Bloodline by going Raw and, you know, trying to earn his keep. But you have a redemption story with CM Punk that's damn near, like, just living in real life. And because how he left the company and the changes that's went on, obviously, this is a point in his life to where he's getting of age. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's getting of age to where eventually he's going to have to hang it up. He's going to have to hang it up eventually, somewhere along the lines. And, I mean, eventually I knew it was going to happen to where everybody goes back home to WWE. Everybody does. Hogan has. Bret Hart has. Cody. Why would CM Punk be no different? You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, hell, even Ultimate Warrior, even before he passed on. So, but with CM Punk being in the getting thrown into the mix, what could they possibly do right now with him being in the mix and who he can go up against? Obviously, we're seeing this whole drama with him and Seth Rollins. So obviously, somebody has to be the mediator in this. And Triple H is obviously sitting with them right now, talking about, look, obviously there's some serious heat. This is could be one of the major main of, honestly, obviously, I'm thinking it's going to be Elimination Chamber, then Royal Rumble, then WrestleMania. So CM Punk is going to be on Raw. He might show up on SmackDown every now and then, but he's going to be a main guy on Raw, straight out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But then that means either they turn him face, which makes perfect sense right now, if they make him face. Now, what do you do with Seth? Either Seth has to lose the belt eventually, but then who is he going to lose the belt to? Now, they're obviously gonna, I could see Cody going up against, but I think what might happen is that either Cody goes to Raw. They can't keep Cody, CM Punk, and Seth, and Randy, and Drew, and the Judgment Day. You got a lot of stacked people on that card alone. Sami Zayn too. You got all these people all under one roof on Raw. Don't get me wrong. Raw is mainly supposed to be the flagship. And that's cool. But herein lies the situation, though. Now some things are going to have to thin the herd. So does this mean Jay goes back to SmackDown? And then obviously that could possibly happen even more so, Because he can finally get into it with his brother. That could be a match at WrestleMania right there. I'm seeing damn near the cards already popping up on the grid as we speak. If CM Punk wins Royal Rumble, either he's got two options. Either he's going straight for Seth Rollins, unless if Seth Rollins either loses the belt anytime soon, but I sincerely doubt it. Either he goes. This could possibly happen. Seth Rollins beats CM Punk at WrestleMania, and then he loses the belt to Money in the Bank. But then, he could lose it to Damian Priest. That could happen. I could honestly see that would be the way Roman Reigns beat the Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar scenario that happened at WrestleMania when Roman Reigns fought Brock Lesnar for the first time. But CM Punk is definitely winning Royal Rumble. I can't see that not going any other way. And somewhere, I think this is the main issue, is that both of them, there's just too much heat for them not to get into it. That's the main thing. There's just way too much heat for them not to get into a match. And it's going to be a hard-hitting one. I could see that right now as we speak. What up, y'all? I'm on TikTok as well, jumping on, saying what's up. Talking about the whole Survivor Series with CM Punk showing up at War Games. And like what kind of outcome that could possibly happen. Oh man, it's so crazy. Just the possibilities are endless now. I mean, it, like I said, this is a great time to even be a wrestling fan. Like, it's just like when you're going to see CM Punk fight, go up against Roman Reigns, but not right now. There's just way too much traction going on. There's just way too much traction going on where, like, this changes a lot. I mean, but then what do you put, where do you put, like, Cody and all that? Like, the whole story with Cody trying to finally get a belt. I mean, get the belt, the legacy of his dad and everything and whatnot. I mean, you can't just halt his side of the story, but I'm pretty sure he's going to play ball on any level to where they finally need to have a face for the company. Now, either Cody is that guy, even though that neck tattoo is really killing his mojo, but, I mean, CM Punk is a very big draw, but are they willing to really put that in the forefront? Like, he can, I mean, look at the reaction that we got last night. Like, I even put it on video on TikTok of me tripping out about that myself. But it's crazy. It is crazy right now. And I was having a chat with my cousin about this. It's like, where can this possibly go that won't get in the way of any drama? Obviously, there has to be a sit-down. Today had to be that sit-down with everybody who already has beef, legitimate beef, with CM Punk. And Triple H, one of the shining examples of people who had beef with CM Punk. I mean, if he's willing to put aside past dramas so they can make this money and actually get there and handle their business, then screw it. Seth Rollins, you need to either shit or get off the pot, because this money is going to happen one way or the other. I mean, let's keep it a stack. This money is going to happen. Now, either you are a part of that change, or either you're on the way or you're in the way. And right now, Seth might have some, like, hey, I'm the champion. I might have some say-so, or I might have a debate on this. I mean, but even still, it's like, look. I mean, at that point, he's going to have to, like, you know, put all squabbles aside and actually, like, really sit down and, like, really get into his, like, feelings. But, boy, it's going to be a good one. Like, WWE has made some changes. Like, there's just so many matches that he can actually get into now. CM Punk versus LA Knight. That's going to be a microphone situation. John Cena can even pop up just to show his face to him. I mean, but when would he start wrestling, though? Right now, just give CM Punk the mic. Give him a segment to just get on the mic. Somebody's going to go out there and say something. Depends on who it is. Right now, Seth don't need to wrestle him anytime soon. Because if they do, and depending on how, Seth can't drop the belt. If Seth can't drop the belt anytime soon. Now, if Seth loses to CM Punk for the belt, I don't think that's going to work. CM Punk walking into WWE as, I mean, and not even months in, being back in the company, you're already champion? I don't know, man. There's just so many options. The options are endless. I know CM Punk will definitely win Royal Rumble. Now, it depends on what number he gets at, or comes in as. He shouldn't come in at 30. No, that'll be bullshit. I don't think he should be coming in at 30, though. But he should definitely come in somewhere in the range of, like, if he ain't the first, he has to at least be, like, 5th or 15? He has to be in the game long enough to, like, get some kind of traction. But then also, we gotta think, like, you gotta keep him healthy. Like, some of those matches that he had at AEW did do some work on him. And honestly, AEW, you effed up. You screwed up big time. You just effed up your bag. Like, I was... Tony Khan must be, like, rolling in, like... Must be, like, slamming his fists against the floor right now because of just the fact that now WWE wound up snagging yo dude all because you got in the way of a fight that honestly deep down the prima donnas aka the Young Bucks and obviously in the VPs at AEW obviously had personal gripes with CM Punk because of, you know, All Friends Wrestling. Because people obviously can't put their issues aside just for the product itself. So, damn. CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. I see that somewhere along the lines. Him being champion. I mean, there's just too many things on the table right now that could, like, make some drastic things happen. Judgment Day, freaking Damian Priest obviously got great traction right now, so... But who does he get the belt from? Obviously, he's been trying to get the belt, like, a lot from Seth Rollins. Obviously, that hasn't worked, so he has to wrestle somebody to where either just low-key gets hurt, he fucks himself up, or something like that to where he can obviously, you know, lose the belt in that way to where, like he did with Brock Lesnar when Brock Lesnar had the Money in the Bank, the Money in the Bank briefcase. So, I mean, that's one way. But then that means Seth would have to beat CM Punk. Okay, then that makes perfect sense right there. So what would you do in that aspect? Like, if that was me, I could see that happening more than anything else. But then if, where does he go? Do you keep him on SmackDown or do you keep him on Raw? Because, I mean, in Raw, he has probably the most heat than anything right now. And with... I mean, but there's really not that many people on. Okay, you got Kevin Owens, you got Kevin Owens, you got LA Knight, Austin Theory, and who gives a fuck about Austin Theory and all, and Jay Waller, all them Waller, not Jay Waller, but yeah, Waller. I'm just calling him Waller right now. Yeah, and Logan Paul. But then Logan Paul, he's MIA right now. Yeah. I can see them doing a couple of switches right now as we speak. Like, since Roman is not going to physically be there right now, and that means Solo Sikoa and Jimmy need to have something to do. So... I would send Jay back. I mean, honestly, I would probably send Jay back to... Yeah, I would either send Jay and possibly Sammy back to SmackDown. it just makes sense. Because if you're going to keep Cody, but then what do you do with Cody? And what do you do with Randy being in this mix now? There's just so much shit right now. I mean, Randy's not too much of a factor, but then you don't want to just have him just looming looming around and him not do anything. So, I mean, I could see beef going on with him in Judgment Day. Makes sense. So, there's that. I can see that going on right now. So, yeah, that is so nuts. I'm tripping off of that. I'm happy. But there's just too many options. Too many options to where it could go right more than it could go wrong. Unless if somebody tries to go in for themselves. But they can do so much. They can really do so much. But somehow they're going to have to thin the herd, because now it's like they got too many people on Raw right now. So tell me what y'all think. I mean, seriously, it's like, what do you think where this could go when it comes to with CM Punk just being in the middle, being in the mix of things right now? He's going to be the most hated man in the world. He's obviously the most hated man in the world right now in WWE. Let's keep it a buck right now. After that reaction, that looks, Drew McIntyre left the building. Okay? He got out the ring, went directly to the locker room, put on a hoodie, and dipped. That's saying a lot right there. So what do you do at this point? Like, a lot of people, and I love how they kept it under wraps and it was organic. I mean, just the reaction that Seth Rollins had. And he was just, his hip punk is just waving at his ass. Like, hey, look, CM Punk, look, man, look, Seth, he created you. CM Punk, basically, if it wasn't for CM Punk, y'all wouldn't have a Shield. We wouldn't have the Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. We wouldn't have had Shield if it wasn't for CM Punk. Real talk. Freaking Seth Rollins, CM Punk created your, like, he made you. Oh, snap. Oh, God, it's a great time to be a wrestling head, bruh. So crazy. So crazy. Oh, my God. I could go on for another, but I'm already winding down on my 30 minutes on on Spotify. So, but I will get up on the next segment in a bit. Just wanted to break that down for you guys, but yeah, I'll get back to you guys on the next segment. Man, this is Late for the Party on doing live on TikTok and YouTube, and I'm on Spotify right now. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check me out on all forms of social media, which is TikTok, YouTube. I'll do Twitch and also Twitch as well. You can also check out the Late for the Party merch on spring.com. It's still Teespring on my eyes, but either way, you guys. I am your host, Harry Labrea, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're late for the party, you're always on time.